Well, I think that, you know, the Valley is a very homogenous population, a very homogenous community. It's primarily Latino. We know that Latinos are the fastest growing minority group in the United States, definitely here in Texas. And some folks say so goes the Latino community, so goes the state of Texas. Some will say then so goes the nation. And if we are not already the majority in your Texas public school district, we soon will be. And so we know that just having an educated Latino population means having an educated state. And I think here in the Valley, we are showing that Latinos, you know, can achieve at really high levels. And it's definitely a place where communities and schools and businesses should be looking if they feel that they're not serving their Latino community well.
There are people who think of the Valley, and if they do think of it, they look at either the fact that it's a good place for snowbirds to go, or it is a place where it's mostly an immigration issue. But you point out in the op-ed piece that ran in the Dallas Morning News on the 3rd of January that we're talking about basically four counties, 37 public school districts, tens of thousands of people. Help us understand the Valley as it has become. And it's not just snowbirds. It's not just immigration issues.
No, it's actually, you know, when I moved here in 1997, I was recruited here by Teach for America, and even Teach for America at the time very much stated that the Valley was, you know, a rural region or a rural area and community. And I think when folks got here, they were expecting like, oh, if I need a new toilet for my home, I'm going to, you know, have to you know, order it online like I would in a third world country. Well, that's definitely, you know, not the picture of the Valley that folks should have. I think it's very urban area. We've got several different, you know, cities from Brownsville to Harlingen to the McAllen Far Mission area that I think is on par with a lot of other urban cities here in the state of Texas. What makes it maybe considered rural is, you know, the Valley I always describe as picture one big long highway where in some instances every exit is another small town or small community, so they all just blend together. But each of those small towns and small communities have their own, you know, have their own school district, have their own school board, have their own, you know, school pride. But really is just, you know, on par with some of our larger urban areas here in the state of Texas.
You point out that the RGV graduation rates are on par with the state, but then you go on to say that the recommended high school program and the distinguished achievement program, for example, the Valley kids are doing better.
Yeah, I think more and more RGV students are enrolling. I noted this in advanced placement courses. Participating in IB diploma programs. There's been a big push for dual enrollment programs to earn college credit while they're in high school. You know, so not only are more and more kids taking the AP classes and the IB classes, but they're sitting for AP exams and they're sitting for IB exams. And I think that's because, you know, with the growth of choice here in the Valley and the fact that a lot of Valley school districts have opened up enrollment beyond their geographical boundaries, you know, they're having to, in some essence, compete for students. And so they're having to offer a wide array of choices for students. We also have a region-wide magnet school district known as South Texas ISD that, you know, recruits students from all the districts and charters as well. And so you want to keep your students, you have to compete and you have to offer, you know, different courses and different pathways and different opportunities for them. And it shows that our families are taking advantage of those opportunities as well.
You talk about, and you mentioned IB and advanced placement courses and things like that, which leads me to the college question. You have South Texas College, obviously. You also have Brownsville, you know, the combination, which gives us a UTRGV.
Yeah, I think there's a real regional commitment to college readiness and for students to be able to access college, whether they start at South Texas College, which obviously offers a two-year degree as well as a four-year degree. They've got great partnerships with UTRGV, where kids can seamlessly transition from South Texas College to UTRGV. UTRGV has a great honors program as well as other programs that they can offer to some of the, you know, kids who might have academic merit to go to Tier 1 and Tier 2 institutions outside of the Valley. Their honors program, both at South Texas College and UTRGV, are excellent. UTRGV has their own, high school that they offer as well, and students at that high school then enter UTRGV as a junior. So just so many different pathways and ways for kids to access either a two-year degree or a four-year degree or even a technical degree with the school that we have in Harlingen as well.
There are so many advances that have been made, and yet you also, in that same op-ed piece, address some of the issues that are still facing many of the kids. I'm thinking about here we are in the pandemic, and so many school districts are trying to deal with virtual learning, with whether to bring the kids in, and the lack of Wi-Fi in so many places, not just in the Colonias, but in other parts of the Valley. How is that affecting, how is that impacting the education at this point in the Valley?
Yeah, it's been really hard. I'll reemphasize, like, not only do they not have access to the internet or to Wi-Fi, a lot of students don't have access to devices. So when we, you know, quickly had to pivot to 100% remote instruction last spring, I mean, there were kids whose only way to access their classes was maybe through a parent's mobile phone. They didn't have an iPad, they didn't have a computer. So districts really had to scramble to get devices into kids' hands. That's actually why I think we were better positioned in the fall with all of our kids, particularly at IDEA, but lots of other districts here in the Valley. We were positioned to put a device in all of our kids' hands when I know lots of districts were waiting on orders and they were backlogged because it was so hard, to get a Chromebook or to get a laptop. There were long waiting lists. We had to do that early on in the spring. You know, we made those orders in the spring because we knew by March, obviously, that to finish out the year, our kids were going to need those devices. We knew that we were going to have to put Wi-Fi in our communities, right? So we had to send buses out. Not only IDEA, but local districts. So the great thing was that those buses that were out in the Colonias, that were out near the apartment complexes, that were put in neighborhoods, if it was an IDEA bus, any student there could access it. If it was a McAllen ISD bus, obviously any student, regardless of what school they went to, were able to access it. So we had to pivot really quickly in the spring, and I do think that positioned us a little bit better for the fall for our students to be ready. So they've got devices, but we still have the challenge, obviously, of access, to internet. And then in some instances, families have devices where, you know, at IDEA, there might be four or five kids that come to the school. And so they're having to share a signal, might be having to share a device, and that makes it hard as well.
Last question. IDEA Public Schools has, 8 regions around Texas, Tarrant County, the greater Houston area, Austin, et cetera, not just in the RGV. What's the future hold for the education system in Texas? It seems like every 2 years the legislature fights over money. What do you see as the future of education in Texas?
Oh my gosh, that is such a big question. I think and hope that choice is here to stay, particularly in Texas. I think families choose, high schools, middle schools, the way that, I don't know how old you are, and I don't want to age you, but the way we chose colleges. We chose colleges for a particular, pathway, and I think that's how they're choosing schools these days. And right. So I think that choice is here to stay, diversification and diversity within schools is going to get more pronounced. Do you want to go to, a medical type high school? Do you want to go to a law enforcement type high school? Do you want to go to, an arts focused type high school? I mean, I think you're going to see more and more of that because that's what we need to do to be able to keep kids, interested and committed to schools. And I think as you see that, we'll just continue to see, obviously, the need for, IB schools, AP schools, dual language schools, dual concurrent enrollment schools. I just think you're going to see districts have to meet the demands that, families and parents are asking and choosing and selecting these days. I also think one thing that this, pandemic, could do is, for example, if we only have one teacher at one school who can, teach advanced placement Chinese, I'm hoping that, the state's going to be creative enough to allow, kids from other schools within the district to access that class virtually. And so kids are going to be able to, take more classes that interest them, and we're going to be able to diversify our offerings across schools, given, virtual instruction and how we're doing it now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.